Raul, can I have your phone? I just want to check what is your score on Uber.
No.
Yes,
no.
Give me your phone. You share yours, and I'll share mine.
Okay, no. Here you go. Take a look.
Oh, your score is better than mine.
What? I totally thought mine was gonna like suck,
dude. But not by a lot. Yours is 4.86 and mine is 4.84.
I win. No, but you know what? It was so much lower, Billy. And you know what? I think I would have the bad habit of falling asleep in the Uber, right? When going back to the house.
That's not a bad thing, is it?
I guess they didn't like that.
Were you snoring? Maybe you were snoring too loud.
Probably.
Oye, 4.8 is not a bad score on Uber. Estamos bien, yo digo.
Estamos bien ahora, pero antes no estaba muy bien. Y creo que no dejaba la propina a tiempo. I wasn't leaving the tip like right away. And because they were probably saying, oh, this guy sucks. He doesn't tip. But then, you know, by the time they already had submitted my score or my rating,
I don't think they know who tips. They can't score you based on your tipping.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know what?
There was one time also, I'm sure I pissed off the Uber driver. I was in the car with a friend, and we were both kind of like tipsy. We were coming back from a show, and she wanted to plug in her phone.
Yeah, that be me. Yeah, be me.
And she was like playing her songs and like really loud dance music. And I'm sure the Uber driver just was not having it and probably gave us like a -5 stars on that
one. Wow, Raul. So basically you're blaming your, I'm not going to say low score because it's not a low score. It's actually a really good score. 4.8 out of 5 is still a good score. But you're blaming your non-perfect score on someone else.
No. The first one was on me, falling asleep. I was, like I said, you know, probably snoring. That's on me because I can fall asleep anywhere. I used to fall asleep in the DJ booth at the clubs.
What?
When, like, the music was, like, bumping really loud. If I'm that tired, I'll go to sleep.
Right. Good for you, man.
If I'm taking a nice ride in an Uber and it's nice and warm, I'll be like.
Vamos, muchachos, a aprender el charm con los Uber drivers. A subir ese rating. Ustedes pueden. Pero bueno, aunque nuestros ratings en Uber no son deslumbrantes, tenemos 5 estrellas en tu corazón, ¿eh? Esto es Pili, Raúl y la música. Jack Daniels presenta Pili, Raúl y la música, tu podcast de confianza sobre el estado de la música en español
y la gente que la hace posible.
Yo soy Pili Montilla.
Y yo soy Raúl Campos.
El setlist de hoy.
Okay, ahora, today we are in a legendary studio, un lugar tan impresionante. We're talking about the Village Studios
yes.
in Los Angeles.
Ew.
Pili, we've been here before when we interviewed Bruises, and yes, people like the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Coldplay, Fleetwood Mac, which I know you're a massive fan
yes.
of.
Yes. Lady Gaga.
Yes, because when we were there with Bruises, Lady Gaga was there at the same time recording in the other studio. And we knew this, but we couldn't say this because we had a room full of people.
That's right. I mean, this is the legendary Village Studios in Los Angeles. And now we can be added to the list of superstars, like you mentioned, Ooh. Like Rolling Stones and Coldplay and Gaga. You can add Pili Raúl La Música have also recorded at the Village
oh, yeah.
Studios.
Oh, yeah. And today we have somebody super special. Y hablando de lo que es Valiente y Fuerte, International Women's Month, you know, there's so much going on with our next guest that we've got in the studio.
You know what? Cheers to that.
Yep. It's true. It's true.
Is it broken? Did you guys bring that here?
Cheers.
That's right, Raúl. You may have seen her on Love and Hip Hop on VH1. You may have heard some of her songs in the radio, and you probably have seen her on Instagram because she has millions of followers. Estamos hablando de Sin Santana. Her dad's Dominican, her mom's Salvadoreña. She was raised in Washington Heights in New York. Y ella es una mezcla de furia con ternura. She is just pretty much the epitome of Valiente y Fuerte. And that's why our friends over at Jack Daniels picked her, chose Sin Santana as their spokesperson for Jack Daniel's Tennessee Apple, which is delicioso.
I love everybody. I fucking hate people. So I'm such a Libra, like that's me.
So talk about sazón, right, Philly? This chat is like just powerful, and it was good to be with you and her. So why don't we get into it? Can I, Philly?
Let's do it.
It's Sin Santana.
Can I curse?
Yeah, of course.
Girl, you can say whatever. That shit is fucking amazing.
Y esto es Jack Daniel's presenta Philly, Raúl y la música.
All right, welcome to a brand new edition of Jack Daniel's Presenta Pili, Raúl, and La Música. Valiente y fuerte is what we're talking about today. And it gives me great honor to be here with two amazingly powerful Latina women. Obviously, my co-host is the one and only Pili Montilla. But we have Sin Santana in the house. How are you, Sin?
I'm good. I love how you said that.
Espérate, pero she's going to be better in a minute. Once I pour her some Jack Daniel's.
Please.
I just happen to have a glass here with ice as well, if you don't mind.
Mira, I have to say that obviously we do a lot of research before we do our interviews, and I did a lot of research on you, but I couldn't find like the meat of quién es Sin Santana. I found so much gossip, and I found
you
so
found
much
the potatoes and the carrots see, and, stuff.
And Erica this and that, and I'm like, no. This interview, we're gonna get down and deep y de verdad conocer quién es Sin Santana.
Can I curse?
Yeah, of course. You can say whatever. That shit is
fucking amazing. I literally I drank through those bottles first. Like on my birthday, I drank straight Jack Fire.
Okay, wait. Is that the reels on your Instagram
yes!
that has millions and
yes!
millions
where
of viewers
where they were
dragging
me on the floor?
That was after
that
fire.
That was a Jack Fire. And it sounds horrible, but it was so much fun. Being dragged on the floor, but it was fun.
I mean, the video looked awesome. It has millions of followers. I mean, millions of views
Thanks,
for a reason.
Jack.
Okay, so how was it growing up as a Salvadorian y Dominicana in New York?
It was, first of all, it was unique. I was always the only Salvadorian, right? So when people would hear that, because I was raised, so I'm from Dyckman, which is like near Washington Heights area, right. New York, right? For those that don't know. So it's like, they literally call it Little Dominican, because it's like a little DR. So whenever I would say that I'm half Dominican and half Salvadorian, they'll be like, Sava what? You know? And this is back then. Now people are up to date with that there's a world out there. Right. You know what I'm saying? People are more educated. And because of social media, you just get to see the world more. So people know of El Salvador. But growing up, nobody knew anything. So people were always like, what is that? Where is that? So I always had to explain it. Like
they only knew Puerto Rico, Dominicana, or New York. The only three
or
islands
Mexico,
in the world.
Or Mexico, you know? But El Salvador, never heard of. So it was earlier on, it was like weird to like have to explain always. And I kind of felt like a little bit, what's the word? Not embarrassed, but like, I'm just a young girl. Like, they're making fun of me because I'm Salvadorian.
Right.
So like at one point in my life, I was afraid to say that I was Salvadorian. And I just have an accent and I'm also Dominican. So people would just be like, oh, she's Dominican.
Right.
But once I grew out of that, I was like, why am I hiding where I'm from? You know, like people are ignorant. The people are always going to be ignorant. So I'm very loud and proud about being Salvidomi now. So it was a unique experience, but it was amazing because I love the Salvadorian culture. I love the food. And my mom, from very young, as young as I can remember, always told me, you are Salvadorian as well. So, you know, we went to school in New York. We speak English over there, right? My mom would not let me speak a lick of English in the house.
Qué bueno. That's you know good. What? Cheers
she
to
would
your
say,
mom.
Yeah, cheers to mommy. And I'm so thankful because I'm fluent in Spanish because of her. You know, Spanish is my second language. That woman, she said, at 3 p.m., cuando tú entras a casa, español solamente. Yo no speak English. You know, it was like that energy. And I'm thankful for it because I'm here today because of that. So
no, well, you know, you're a very strong woman, and
how you know?
I get a sense just a little bit. But has this been since you were a youngster, or were there certain types of events or things happened that made you this strong?
Because you've described yourself as shy.
Yeah.
I am a little shy. I know, but everybody does that. Why does everybody do that? Why can't I be shy? I am shy.
You can be shy, but you're not.
I'm a little shy sometimes. I think it's just in my lineage, my father and my mother's side, you know, to be like valiente y fuerte. But definitely being from New York and from Washington Heights, that definitely built character. And I love it.
So it was instilled as a young little girl.
Yes. Awesome. And since the womb.
You were hearing it from before.
I feel like I've been here before.
But considering yourself shy, like, you definitely belong in the limelight. When did you find out that, you know what? I like being in front of the camera. I like singing. When did you know that your calling was to entertain?
I knew since I was like 5, honestly. Oh. I was just always a people girl, like, always want to be with the adults talking and just like entertaining or helping, right? Like in little house parties on la casa, like with the family, like that, or I would like to imitate la telenovelas, like put my mom's lip liner on. Like, I just always started imitating. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, smart man, he saw light in me and he's like, you know what? He put me in modeling. Oh. He put me in dancing. Like, he just put me in different things and I just started exploring that. So since very young I knew that, and I just, you could not tell me that I was not Selena when I was 5. Like, cogí un cepillo, mm-hmm, un micrófono, and it was either Selena or Shakira. I used, uh-huh, to belly dance at 6. Like, I really thought I was that girl at 6. So I was like, all right, I think I'm gonna just be that girl when I grow up.
And how did
and
you?
I am.
Yeah, you are. And here you are.
No, I just always knew I love music and I love entertaining and I love performing and I love dancing. I don't really know how to dance, but I'll dance, you know, like.
We just move our bodies and it's dancing.
Exactly.
Wait, how do you not know, yeah, how to dance? Dominicana, I'm sorry, but I saw you in the Pégame video and you know how to move your booty.
Did you see that video?
Claro que I saw that video.
It looks like I could dance, right? I bodied that. I was acting. I'm also an actress.
It's a camera trick, everybody.
Casting directors. No, I was acting, girl. I got some hips. You feel me? I could shake this ass, but I don't really know how to dance like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So actually, that video you shot in Dominican Republic, why was it important for you to go to the Dominican Republic and film it there?
I have to go back to the motherland. You know, I'm doing El Salvador next. I have to show, oh, I have to like showcase the beauty, the nature. And also too, my favorite thing is to employ people. Like, I love being able to receive blessings, give them, and just like, because at the end of the day, this industry is hard. It's a lot of work, especially as a female. Pero we're so blessed, like, to be able to do this. Like, I love the entertainment world. So knowing that we were hiring local Dominicans to put their, like, their creativity to the test, like, that was so fun and it felt good. So it's important for me. I'm going to El Salvador next.
That's awesome.
Show people El Salvador. Cool.
So when you go back home, is it just like, oh, Sin's back? Oh yeah, cool, we get to hang. It's like just like the prima's back.
Yeah. So like my Dominican side of the family, they're, my Salvadorian side is a little bit more reserved. So it's like different energies, but it's so funny. My Dominican side of the family is like, oh shit, like, prima. You know, like, real. My Salvadorian side of the family, this is a funny story. They have always adored me, right? And always received me well. But they didn't know that I did entertainment, right? I told them that I, like, sold shoes downtown.
Wow.
Like, they thought I used to sell shoes.
But because you lied to them? Like, you were,
I was lying to them because I'm, like, really, like, I don't know, superstitious or like paranoid. I didn't want them to know that, because I was doing the show heavily at the time. So I, like, Sin Santana was Sin Santanning in these streets,
right?
You know, so I was just like, damn, like, what if they find out that they have? Then this was back then when things in El Salvador weren't really that good,
right?
Right now the country is like the safest it's ever been,
because that governor is, mm-hmm, like amazing.
The president is, mm-hmm, killing it. Yeah. There back then people were like, set your house on fire for no reason, or if you had a business, wow, and they asked you for money, you didn't give them money, they'll destroy your business. So I was just scared to say that they have an American, you know, niece, granddaughter,
famosa,
whatever. Que, yeah, famosa, popular, you know, ya tú sabes, la mente va and start. So I just always lied. So I worked at Payless. But they understand. I would always come with clothes, with, yeah, money, with everything for the whole village, everybody. And they're like, what does our prima Cynthia, que lo que hace? They always. And finally, somebody found me on YouTube. And they're like, yo, what's going on? And they pieced it together.
Well, at least it wasn't something like really negative, really like, oh yeah, she's doing some foul shit over there. In the, you know.
No, thank God. But I say that to answer your question. They're like, they're true fans of me. It's the cutest thing. Aww. So like, yeah, they received me so well. It's adorable. I love it.
That sweetness when the family is really supportive. And
it
not
means
just,
everything.
It's not just like, gimme, 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 because you're successful.
No, they're just supporting. They're like, oh my God, that's my niece. That's my cousin. Yeah. Like, it's a beautiful thing.
María del Pilar Montilla Vern, Emanuel Ibebe, Raúl Ernesto Campos, Zuluaga Valverde. y la música en tona revienta de Robles.
So how do you, obviously you're super proud of being Latina. How do you apply your Latinidad to your music?
¿Cómo no? I'm just like a spicy girl. Like, I feel like Latinas are very spicy, sazoncito, you know, ese calorcito. And you could hear it. You could hear the energy in my music. It's like you hear me even talk. You know I'm Latina. I don't know. It's
I don't know what you're talking about.
No?
No tengo idea.
I feel like it's there.
It's there.
But how's that, like, take us through the process of creating your music. Like, do you sit down with other people to help you write? Does it come to you in a dream? Do you go around with a notebook? Mm-hmm. What influences you?
So it definitely comes either in a dream or during the day.
Okay.
Normally while I'm driving, I'll call my manager like, yo, okay, this is how I'm feeling. I sit down with people. I'll write down like my feelings or sentiments, but I absolutely love, have no shame saying this, I love working with other people. Yeah. I love picking people's brains. And like, we're all here to create. So like, I have no pride. I'm like, no, my song only. Like, whoever can understand what I'm saying and, you know, it feels right. Definitely have a team though that I sit with always.
And but, like, obviously that you trust. That.
Pero siempre viene de aquí. Mm-hmm. Si no viene de aquí, it has to be like undeniable or I'm not doing it.
Well, the words valiente y fuerte come in like so strong all the time. And like having those people around you that are going to want to like, oh, you should do this. You should do that. You should do it. And you're like, no. I'm going to do it my way. And that's what we love
about
you.
That's being valiente y fuerte.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
sending boundaries and knowing what you want.
How did you end up working with Jack Daniels?
Great question. How did that happen?
Magic. The peanut
I
gallery
think
says.
from what I have heard, right? Because I also wonder, like, yo, how did you guys like find me? And was like, you know what? I think you're good enough to represent the brand. Like, that's a big thing. I think they actually saw me performing at a festival or something like that.
Okay.
Something in that nature. And you know what I'm saying? They smart people.
Yes, they are. You know, they've been sponsoring.
They're smart people.
Sponsoring us for 4 years. We've had the podcast for 4 years, and they've been sponsoring us from the
get-go.
Cheers
to y'all. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
We hadn't even released one episode, and they're like, a podcast that's dedicated to telling the stories of músicos latinos. Yes, sign me up.
Yeah, literally so, at day zero.
They know what they're doing.
I just said this. That's who you want to work with. Yeah. The people that see the vision before there's even a picture there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's being valiente y fuerte. They're like, you know what? We're betting on this. Let's go. I love that. We aligned.
So as a female, it's March. I'm glad that it's International Women's Month. Do you think it's necessary? See, I get a little iffy about this because...
If the month to celebrate women is necessary...
Yeah, is it?
Ooh, you're getting spicy now.
I am getting spicy. I have my own opinion about this. Because I think we should be celebrated every month, but...
Every day.
We could do a healthy debate. Okay, so, yes, I agree. I'm like, what the fuck is March? What? Like,
right.
But it's nice that it's like on the calendar. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like every day in March, bitch. You know, like, I like that energy because I'm real, like, in the face, like, told you. But I'm like, what y'all talk about? Like, we brought y'all here a month.
Right.
Well, I don't understand, but cool. Thanks.
Right. It's like, thank you.
Who and why March, too? Like, who did that? Like, yeah, who did that?
I don't know, someone that thought, like, I don't know, probably Hallmark or something. Oh, spring is coming and females, just spring, you know.
That was good.
You know, and just like.
But I feel the same way you feel. I'm like, okay. But we're here. I'll talk about every day. But Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Hour.
To everybody. Tomorrow is Women's Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. March 8th. Tomorrow,
which is also like, okay, I thought it was the month.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is
only
the day.
That's only a day.
Okay. But listen, anything that has to do with celebrating women, count me in.
Yep.
Well, you're bridging the gaps as well, you know, not just with the music, but with the TV shows. There's so much going on in your world, but how do you manage the both or keep them separated or bring them together?
Honestly, I just take things as they come. And I don't know, I guess I'm not saying men can, by the way, in no shape, way or form are we bashing men here, right? We're just really talking about women. Okay, cool.
You can just bash a man.
Men are also,
you can just bash one man.
Men are also valiente y fuerte, but... We're still blooming y'all flowers. We're giving it to the women right now. I just, as they come, I figure it out. Because it is a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we want to do so much more. So I don't drive myself crazy, you know. I will do one project at a time, or sometimes two at a time. And I have my haven, which is my house, you know, with my son. Like, I create a space and set boundaries. Like, when I'm doing this, if I'm with my child, whatever it is, I'm not talking about work, I'm not picking up phone calls. I just set strict boundaries. But being a woman, I think it helps me multitask. Like, it's naturally in us. So it just comes to me. I could do this shit in my sleep.
How has, like, having a son, being the mother of a son, change your perception of men?
Wow, we should go to dinner and I'll talk down, to you about girl. That one. Change my perception of men. I think about that every day, because I see my son and I'm like, all right, he's gonna be a grown man one day. So I'm just like, I need to instill the best in him, because I need him to be a good man. So I honestly, I don't really think about it, because I don't like getting too deep into my thoughts sometimes. So I've asked myself this question, like, wow, like, this is going to be a man one day. Like, what, how am I going to contribute to the world? Because he's going to go out into the world and do his own thing one day, you know? I just really try to teach him the best that I can. But that's a really loaded question, you know? That's loaded.
Do you
that's
have brothers?
It's loaded like this, Jack. I do.
Okay.
I have two brothers.
All right. So maybe is there any kind of advice that your mom gave you, you know, about raising a boy?
The only advice she ever really says, just like, be strong, you know, like, teach them. Don't fold. Like, if it's no, or if it's respect, show them that. Like, don't fold because they're your little baby. Because it starts from young. It starts from home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I teach my son, if anybody does anything for you, you look them in their eyes, you say, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just teach them from now. Because some people think, like, oh, he's so little, it doesn't matter. I disagree. I think it matters from the moment they can look around.
And, claro.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
But my mom, my parents, my father, they did great raising my brothers. So I've seen a couple tricks, got them up my sleeve, kept them close.
And you've also been very vocal about mental health. Mm-hmm. One of your brothers,
my older brother,
committed suicide. So, like, you're open about that and talking about that, and, like, mental health, and especially in our comunidad, in the Latino culture, it's such a taboo.
No se habla de
eso. No se habla. Yeah. Estás loco.
No.
Estás loco.
Ponte limpiar. Uh-huh. You know, like, figure it out. Or sometimes people don't even talk about that at all in the families. Like, I could tell you, I've never really sat down with my parents or my family, like, hey, so, like, check in, how you feeling, you know? Like, that, I think we see more of that now. Thank God. I'm sure it has saved many, many lives. But Hispanic families don't really do mental check-ins, you know? It's just straight work, gotta take care of the kids. You know, a lot of these people are immigrants, so they just get right to it, wherever, however, hustle. LA, New York, where, donde caímos, quedamos ahí, averiguar, you know, like, so that's why I speak about it a lot, too. I want my son to see that and not it be a weird thing. Like if you don't feel well, say it. Tell somebody. Right. A lot of people keep that to themselves.
Oh, totally. Like, the older generations, like parents and tios and tias, it's like when something like that is obvious that it's going on, they're like, they just blow it off or say, like, oh, está malito.
Yeah.
It's like, no. There's some serious shit going on here.
Yes.
And it's got to be addressed.
I think they just didn't really have the tools. I remember, like, going to my mom crying because, I don't know, I broke up with a boyfriend or something, and my mom would be like, ¿qué quieres de comer? ¿Cómo está el clima? Y yo ahí como que, but I'm really happy. Right, and she just did not, it's not because she didn't love me, it's not because she didn't want to, they just didn't have the tools.
The way they grew up.
I just want to, like, hats off to you for changing that dynamic and, like, breaking generational bonds with, like, in your family and putting it out there. Our comunidad needs more women like you that are speaking about this, and let's talk about it, let's open up about it, you know? It's something super importante.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And it is, I'm glad you guys touched up on that, because you don't know who's gonna hear what and what's gonna resonate with who.
Be inspired by your story.
You don't know.
You've said that you're a lover of love. Like, you love, you're a lover, punto.
Obsessed, yes. I love
everybody. Being in the limelight like you are and being on the show for so long and now with your music career, there's a lot of haters out there. How do you balance?
I fucking hate people. So I'm such a Libra. Like, that's me. I'm such a lover girl.
Oh my
girl.
God, my mom was a Libra too.
I'm such a lover girl. So friendly. I love Kiki. That's me. I'm like, I'd be like, fuck that shit. I'm not dealing with that. I can't. So I'm real big on, when I tell you that I do not play about who comes around me, and when I do play, sometimes I'd be so mad at myself.
Yeah.
Like, energy. I'm really good at reading energy. I don't know. I could have three words exchange with you. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. I don't care. Back then, I used to feel bad. I was a little bit of a people pleaser.
Right.
I don't give a fuck now. Like, feel how you feel. It's not personal. I just don't think me and you align. So that's what I do with people. And the TV world showed me that.
And that's a perfect example of a mujer that's valiente y fuerte.
Hola, yo soy Pili.
Y yo soy Raúl.
¿Y qué carajos hacemos con la música?
Uf, buen punto.
Pili, Raúl.
Y la música.
Enough about me. What's up?
What's up?
What's going
no,
on?
No, but like where we're at, you. Girl, this place is magic.
You're
Raúl, tell them.
Well.
Where are, tell me where
you're
are
you're in a legendary studio. You're breathing the air that people like Stevie Nicks says, you know, and
J-Lo
the Stones,
and
J-Lo,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, you name it. I mean, everybody has recorded in here. God. Everybody. Janet Jackson. I mean, there's been, the list goes on and on and on. This is, if you want to name one studio in the Los Angeles area that has had probably the most come through, it's here.
You guys are good this picking room. This.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
tell me Whitney been here.
Probably. That's probably. A good question.
I would not be
that
surprised if Whitney was
question.
Here
oh
at
my
all.
God.
We'll give you a tour afterwards. Yeah. But yes, we're in the legendary Village Studios of Los Angeles. And like everybody who's anybody has been here. And that's why we were like, yeah, we know where we're going to take
that's
her.
Incredible. That, you know, it's a form of manifestation. I'm
exactly.
just saying.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, you need to know so you can like.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of a place like this and the people that run it, they get it. Like they're all like, yeah, Billy, Raul, you guys want to come in? No problem. Here, we'll open up the door for you. Who do you got coming in? Jim Santana. Oh, amazing. Wow, cool. You know, it's like they get it. They understand it.
Yeah.
You know, and both Tina and Jeff are like running this place. They're doing it right.
They're awesome.
That's,
yeah.
So this place has been open for a long
oh,
time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Long
Rolling time. Stones has recorded yeah. many albums here. Yeah.
The
you
Beatles.
Too.
Ringo Starr has been here. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty
that's,
dope.
That's a nice fun
I think
fact.
It was probably renovated like in either 99 or the early 2000s, but around that time. So it's been here maybe 20,
well,
going on 25 years.
Thank you for opening
years.
The doors
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
But talking about recording, what's next for you? Ooh. You have your single Pégame out there with the video.
Yes.
What else? What's next? For you,
that was my latest single, Pégame. I did that one in DR too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting times, lots of fun. Right now we're working on a Spanish, all Spanish album, and it will be my first Spanish project, so I'm really excited about that.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited. I like being in the studio, so much fun, and it's a form of therapy. So I'm just excited to show the world what I've been working on, and you know, I really love doing the visual stuff, so. Right now, we're going to finish the album, pick our single, and get ready to shoot a video. This is the process right now. But after that, I'm working on some features.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Not little ones. big ones.
That's what I'm talking. What's like your biggest dream?
My biggest dream? My collab, maybe? My biggest dream, I can't tell you. It's crazy. But like my biggest collab? Honestly, Shakira.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Shakira or Ivy Queen?
Ooh.
La diosa, la potra,
I
la caballota.
I can see both of those happening. I can see both of those. And
say just, you better say it.
You got to say it, right?
You better speak into the air.
Into the microphone.
I've interviewed, if you haven't picked up, I'm from Puerto Rico. And so I used to work.
Yeah?
For,
what?
No way.
What? No me digas.
All these years and I didn't know that?
No me digas.
So I was a VJ for MTV and... I interviewed
I love
Evie
that.
Queen.
Shout out to you, girl.
Thank you. But I interviewed Evie Queen. And, oh my God. She is so freaking humble. She's so sweet.
She is
I'm
valiente
putting
fuerte.
It out there. She is valiente
Please,
fuerte. I'm
mama,
putting it out
come
there.
Come on. Give me that Puerto Rico energy. Give it to me, prima.
Yes. That would be amazing.
She is literally valiente fuerte.
And I love that she's having a moment.
Yeah. That moment needs to never end.
Never end.
That woman, I mean, I don't think she literally paved the way.
Yeah.
For the women today.
Mm-hmm. She opened a lot of doors.
Are you kidding me? But I met her too and we had like a small talk and she was just super empowering and just like thrilled. Like, you don't know me? And she's like thrilled for me. Like, yeah, do that. Like, do that shit, she told me. I was like, yes, sí, señora. I was like, yeah, exactly. I want to do it with you.
Oh, there you go.
But she's so strong. I love like strong women that like will look you in your face and be like, no.
Yeah.
Neck. Yep. You know, like, I love that energy. I love that. She got that energy. But I think La Santana and La Queen will sound crazy on a song.
That'd be cool.
I'm just saying.
Throwing it out there.
Yep. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yep. Willing it to happen. Now, you know, you're trailblazing. So just like Evie Queen or any of these like superstars from back in the day have paved the way, now you're kind of taking on that torch and you're carrying it on. So what do you expect to, or how can, maybe I should say it this way. It's like, how do you talk to that younger artist that is going to need that advice and that kind of doors opened or that pathway laid?
I've realized that in my later years, like, you know what, like, and I've heard it plenty of times being out, you know, people will stop me and say like, Sin, like, you have helped me with my mental health, or you show me how to be like a strong, classy girl. You know what I'm saying? Or not be afraid. Like, I get that often. At first I was like blind to it. I'm like, I'm just happy to be here, you know, like, but it's a real role. What big I always say is it is a big responsibility, yeah. And I'm mindful of that, you know?
And how are you embracing that?
Definitely still being myself, but I just always want to remind girls, like, there's ways to do things. I'm real big on being poised, you know what I'm saying? Like, simpática, like being nice to everybody. But my main thing and advice that I can give to young girls that are trying to do the music thing or whatever it is, you know, like, doors, you can make your own door and open that door. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because these people said no, that's not the end of nothing, right. You know, and I've learned that, and I want to spread that message out. Like, you create, you make the door, you do it. And you just, it's obviously, things are easier said than done. But I feel like if you just constantly say something to yourself, like, how are you going to move from that lane? You feel me? Just keep telling yourself that.
So you're very confident, no? Yeah. Because you have to have like that confident, strong personality and mindset.
Yeah.
To constantly like, está bien, vamos para arriba, vamos para adelante, vamos para adelante.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not confident.
And how do you deal with those days that you feel less confident?
I don't fucking listen to that girl. Yeah. I mean, that girl, shut up. Because I know what I want. Like, so that's it. Is that what you want? If it's not what you want, then forget it.
Right.
That's what I want. It's never going to change. So what, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep going. I don't listen to that girl, but that girl be coming out. That lazy, freaking crazy, not confident girl. I'll be like, shut up. I'll be focused over here. That's what I'll do. I just separate my voices in my head.
Well, you're definitely not lazy. You're obviously pushing forward. But has there ever been a fear?
Of course. Of course. A fear. Every day there's a fear. I'm like... But like, who cares too? And the same, it's so weird. I mean, how I view life is so weird. Like, I'm scared, but then I'd be like, fuck that shit. Like, right. Who gives a fuck? What the fuck am I scared of?
It's like, I feel like La Santana comes in, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's La Santana. Oh, La Santana's bossy.
Right, mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. She like knows her. What she wants, yeah. And she goes for it.
Yeah, and Cynthia's more like, wait, no, like, real sweet. And like, but La Santana, I'm like this. Like, you said, trailblazing. I'm like, move, 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 move. You don't want to move? You coming with us, bitch. Come on.
I'm
fast.
I love
but
it.
But I don't listen to the lazy girl or the girl that's scared.
Well.
Or sometimes I'll drink some Jack.
There you go. That helps too.
Liquid power. Liquid courage.
Drink some Jack and then I'm like, oh shit. Where am I performing next? What are we doing?
Well, we really appreciate you stopping by the podcast and sharing more about who you are and showing up in such a nice, vulnerable way. You know, we never know how people are, how artists are
going
to. I know.
That must be so scary for you guys.
Well, we've gone through a lot. We're like, okay, let's see what happens. You know, we try to have fun and this
also,
at the end of the day is we just want a space where people can tell their story.
Yeah. And I have a question for you guys because this is a
we interesting, never get asked, so go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, this is y'all house. This is an interesting duo, right? So how did this come about and what do you guys want to do next?
Like, love it.
What's wow, next on the board?
Love it.
I don't think this has ever happened.
I love it. I love that it's happening.
Welcome to the Valiente y Fuerte there episode. We go. Okay.
I guess back in the day, it was like Billy and I were kind of in the same circles, parallel events, you know, whether it's conferences, whatever, you name it, shows.
Latin music lovers.
Okay.
Like, we're obsessed with Latin music. So we would see each other in
everywhere. Yeah. But we're like brother and sister where we poke at each other and we needle each other, and it's that dynamic I think that is.
I love it though, because it's like
and then he's, you know, Mexican-American from LA, I'm Puertorriqueña from Puerto Rico, and so, you know, sometimes he doesn't understand what I say.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's good.
Come on, Billy, you're speaking Puerto Rican again.
It's so good. I love it. I love y'all's energy too.
And what's next for us? You know, we do think we've been trailblazers in terms of being one of the few Latin podcasts focused on Latin music, and we want to continue with that and creating more space for artists like yourself to
thank you
to express themselves, to talk about their artistic process and talk about who they really are. Like I said, I'm looking at all these fucking interviews on the internet about Sin Santana, and I'm like, yeah. I want to know who she really mm-hmm, is, and mm-hmm. and now I feel like I know who Yay! You really are. So that's what's important for us. So thanks for
well, shout out to y'all. Thank you for giving me artists like myself the space. And cheers,
salud, and thank you to Jack Daniels for supporting that music.
1,000,000%.
Salud.
Cheers.
Salud. And thanks for joining us.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
All right.
Billy, you know, I grew up in East LA, and obviously being Mexican and really trying to assimilate into the community was always kind of difficult. And I'm getting that from her, you know, talking about being Salvadorian, Dominican in New York, obviously unique.
Surrounded by my people, the Puerto Ricans.
Exactly. And, you know, that's kind of the thing. Like when I was in high school, I almost didn't want people to know that I'm Mexican. I tried to be non-Mexican, non-Latino. Right. There was a little bit of even shame, which now I'm ashamed of doing that back then.
Right.
But I can only imagine how difficult it was for her trying to hide kind of this Salvadorian.
Right. Yeah. She was like, I'm going to hide the Salvadorian because everybody around me is either Dominican or Puerto Rican. She even said like some people didn't even know where El Salvador was. Right. So that was definitely interesting. And, you know, Raul, you're not the first Latino that we know of in the U.S. that has had that feeling of like shame of where your roots are, especially the generation before us too, like, you know, your parents probably, you know, like there's a lot of shame around that. But I'm just so glad that all of that is like not part of the Latinos growing up now. And now it's all like celebrating our roots and celebrating where we're from. And so I'm glad there's been a shift there. And I'm also glad that she spoke about that. Something else that really like kind of resonated was how she's using her voice and her presence to talk about mental health. Porque como sabemos, eso sigue siendo un tabú en nuestra cultura. And the fact that her brother suffered from mental illness and
committed suicide.
Yeah, he committed suicide, and that she's open to talking about that. So I find that to be super valiente y fuerte.
Absolutely, because there's all these subject matters that, like you said, have been taboo in the past, and now we're seeing things open up a bit more where, you know, you really gotta, everybody's got issues. Nobody's perfect, but at the same time, you can't just kind of brush them under the rug and kind of like, oh yeah, we don't talk about that in our community.
Sí, or you gotta be el tabú.
That whole machismo thing, you know, it's like, nah, that's out the window. That's gone. That's in the past. I'm so glad things are, you know, people are willing to talk about it a little bit more now.
Sí, definitivamente. And I also love the fact that she wants to collaborate with like Shakira or Evie Queen. It'd be awesome to see that collaboration with Evie Queen.
Talk about powerful, right?
Oh, yes. Y valiente y fuerte. Something super unique about Sin Santana is really que ella demuestra el contraste, right? The contrast between being daring and also being tender.
Totally.
You know, right?
It's absolutely.
Like one of those personalities that like comes out as like super strong and like high energy, and then you sit down and talk to her and like she hugs you and like she's super nice to everybody, and she walked in and said hi to everybody, and like she's super tender,
you know. But it's not just a facade, you know. She is a very strong Latina,
sí,
you know, and
sí,
she's gonna tell you, you know, she's not gonna mess around. But at the same time, yeah, she is a sweetheart. And some people get a little kind of thrown off by that when it's like, oh, wow, you're very kind
right,
of like
no BS.
Standoffish. No, yeah, it's like, I can't get close
I
to you.
I appreciate that. Obviously, I appreciate that, yes. Because you know me, I'm like, no bullshit, man. Just
no.
Like, who are you, you know? And like, I like that about her. And aplausos to Jack Daniels for picking Sin Santana as the image of their current campaign, Valiente y Fuerte, which translates to brave and strong.
Jack Daniels presentó Pili, Raúl y la Música, una producción colaborativa de Rainbow Lobster. Idea original Pili y Raúl. Management, Criteria Entertainment. Escrito por Marcel Raskin. Dirección creativa, Elpana Rechedera. Diseño de audio, Alex Funk. Locución, Marley Figueroa.
Recuerden seguirnos en todas las plataformas. We are on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter, you name it, we're there under Pili Raul en la Música. And also, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate you sharing the podcast and rating us with 5 estrellas.
Yeah.
And also, Raul, let's share with everybody. Send us a question that you would like us to answer on our next episode. We are celebrating 100 episodes of Pili Raul en la Música. Raul, can you believe that? 100 episodios.
I still cannot believe it, but that is great. You know, we hoped that we would be going on indefinitely, but you know, at the beginning, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Y después, ahora, ya estamos al 100.
Yes. Y para eso, necesitamos que ustedes nos envíen sus preguntas. We will be picking a bunch of really cool questions from you, our audience, to answer on our 100th episode. So make sure to DM us on Instagram and send us what question you would want to know of Raul, of myself, or of the podcast, or any of the artists that we've interviewed.
Yeah, we're opening up Pandora's box. I mean the mailbag. Yeah, the mailbag. Yes, that's what it's called.